Today's episode focuses on a player who was Nigeria's biggest wonder kid after John Mikel Obi. His potential was so huge that he was compared to an even bigger football talent, the great JJ Okocha. Rabiu Ibrahim was said to be Nigeria's next big football superstar. It didn't turn out that way. Here is his story.
Terrific run from Orelezi, it's into the area, and Ibrahim! Rabiu Ibrahim for Nigeria! Scores his first goal of this World Cup and restores the African advantage. But all the credit really went to Nuruddin Orelezi. He tore a hole in the German defence, and as the ball bobbled around, Rabiu Ibrahim, the starring career 2 years ago at the Under-17 Championships,
you're listening to Almost Legend, brought to you by Jamit FM. We're looking at football or soccer players who possessed legendary talents but went on to have careers that were anything but. Think of any player who could have been one of the greats. Bad luck, lifestyle, bad decision making. My name is Uwana, your host, and I'm here to tell you a story. Are you ready? The FIFA Under-17 World Cup has been good to Nigeria, no doubt. Not only is the country the most successful in that competition, every edition allows us to witness new superstars in the making, from Wilson Oruma to Nwankwo Kanu to Chrysantos Macaulay to even Kelechi Iheanacho. Nigeria has showcased its best youngsters to the world through this competition. Whether these youngsters go on to have great careers is another story, like this one. In 2007, as the world celebrated top scorer Chrysantos Macaulay, high hopes were set for another extraordinary talent alongside him, Rabiu Ibrahim. Nigeria actually thought it had found another JJ Okocha. Now, after helping Nigeria to conquer the world at youth level, Rabiu Ibrahim earned a move to Portuguese giant Sporting Lisbon. The club is famous for producing many top stars like Figo, Nani, Bruno Fernandes, Quaresma, and of course, Cristiano Ronaldo. Smart move at the time, considering he had the skill set to compete in such a league. What happened next was a three-year period that saw him make zero appearances for the first team. In his time at Sporting Lisbon, Ibrahim made appearances for the under-19 and reserve teams, delivering good performances but never good enough to be in the senior first team. Twice, he rejected a professional contract from Sporting Lisbon, with the club unable to promise regular minutes. Finding regular minutes would be Ibrahim's quest as his career went on. Eventually, a loan move to lower tier side Real Massama in 2009 was arranged. Even with that, he failed to secure regular minutes, making just one appearance in the whole season in all competitions. With the end of that loan spell came the end of his time in Portugal. Now, in 2011, after 6 months without football, Rabiu Ibrahim signed for Dutch side PSV after impressing during a trial. Now, the Dutch league seemed like a more natural habitat for a player with his quality. By the end of 2011, however, Rabiu Ibrahim had made just 2 senior appearances for PSV. In the end, his contract was terminated and he became clubless again. 4 weeks after that, he scored a deal, this time with Scottish Premier League side Celtic. Now, personally, I thought PSV was his last chance at a huge European club. But after landing the deal at Celtic after yet another trial, he proved he still had the ability to perform. Much like his time at PSV, Rabiu Ibrahim made only a handful of appearances before moving on at the end of his one-year deal at Celtic. His time at Celtic was impressive enough to earn him another move within Scotland. He signed for Kilmarnock in January 2013. His time at Kilmarnock was a bit better. Made 16 appearances over the next 2 seasons. No goals, no impact, just another anonymous stint that didn't work out, leaving more questions unanswered about a career that was going nowhere. Wasn't he good enough? Did he think too highly of himself? Was he too impatient? Did he have the mentality to even fight for his place? His next move answered some of these questions, but also raised a few eyebrows as well. In 2014, Rabiu Ibrahim found himself in Slovakia. Yes, Slovakia, where he signed with AS Trenčín. Now, AS Trenčín is one of the country's top clubs, even today. And Ibrahim was in a league that would give him the environment to develop and showcase his talents. It's away from the spotlight. Nobody really knows what you're doing, so no pressure, right? In fact, this sounds like a storyline about his career, about his time at other clubs. This sounds like a storyline that has a familiar ending, right? Actually, this move turned out well. In two seasons at the club, Ibrahim made over 40 appearances and recorded more goals and assists in that club than he had at any of his former clubs, which is easy to spot, given that he didn't play much for any of those clubs.
He could well be one of the stars of world football in the next 3 or 4 years, especially if he gets his dream move to Italy or Spain. That's what the papers are saying. And of course, we believe everything we read in the...
The boy wonder was back, and with his career resurrected, he made another big move, this time to the big league in Belgium, and where he joined Gent. Perhaps he shouldn't have done that. I'm not sure it was the right move. In fact, I think he was better off in Slovakia. You know why? The answer can be found in only a handful of appearances and 0 goals. Again, I'm left wondering, wasn't he good enough? Did he think too highly of himself? Was he too impatient? He didn't even have the mentality to fight for a place. Apparently, he did not. But thankfully, Ibrahim was still regarded highly in Slovakia. And so it proved that after a year in Belgium, Ibrahim was back in the only league where he had shined. In a deal tagged as the biggest ever done to bring a player to the Slovakian league, Rabiu Ibrahim signed for SK Slovan Bratislava in 2017. Now, to look at his international career, we have to go back to 2007. Following his exploits at the 2007 Under-17 World Cup, Rabiu Ibrahim earned his first call-up to the Nigerian senior national team a year later. However, it took him 7 years for him to make an appearance. It took him 7 years to earn one cap, one single cap. He went on to earn 5 international caps, scoring, yes, you guessed it, 0 goals.
This exciting young player, number 10 for Nigeria. There he is. Surprisingly left out for the opening games, but now he's been given his chance to roam in midfield.
Today, Rabiu Ibrahim still plies his trade at SK Slovan Bratislava, and while he's yet to turn 30 years of age, it's fair to say that his career has been a total disappointment. A youth career that promised so much simply went mute for too long, and by the time he emerged from the darkness, too much time had been wasted along with his talent. Rabiu Ibrahim is an almost legend. And that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show today, you can show your support by commenting and sharing this with your friends. Don't forget to subscribe. You can follow us at Jamit FM on all social media networks for more episodes of this show and other amazing shows as well. Do you know of any other almost legends of the game? Let me know in the comment section and we could talk about them in future episodes. Till next time, see you soon.
Almost Legend is produced by Aiko Rizzo and Owana. Edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Almost Legend is a production of Jamit Media.